Hello, this is Belinda Noah, and this is the fifth in a series of podcasts that I will be bringing to you concerning securities laws, featuring the immortal and ageless protagonist of an upcoming motion picture, Princess Hialeah, as the issuer. So if you haven't done so already, make sure that you listen to the previous episodes. Now, during the previous podcast, I discussed the interstate exemption and the Regulation D, Rule 504 exemption from registration of securities offerings of less than $5 million within a 12-month period. An additional exemption is Regulation D, Rule 506B, which will allow Princess Hialeah's company to raise an unlimited amount of money from an unlimited number of accredited investors, but from no more than 35 non-accredited investors. It preempts the states from imposing their substantive requirements, but the states can require notice filing, and the issuer must file Form D with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Form D must be filed within 15 days after the first sale of securities, but it can also be filed in advance of the first sale. Under Regulation D, Rule 506B, however, unlike Rule 504, the non-accredited investors must be financially sophisticated, that is, have sufficient knowledge and experience in financial and business matters to evaluate the investment. The sophistication requirement may be satisfied if Princess Hialeah's company makes the investor invest through a registered broker-dealer. Also, if Princess Hialeah's company uses the Regulation D, Rule 506B exemption, the company cannot use general solicitation or advertising to market and sell her company's securities. And the company must give non-accredited investors comprehensive disclosure documents. However, the company has discretion as to what information to give to accredited investors in view of the anti-fraud prohibitions of the federal securities laws. Under Regulation D, Rule 506C, the company may use general solicitation, marketing, or advertising to market and sell unlimited securities to accredited investors only. The company must take reasonable steps to verify that the investors or accredited investors, which may include reviewing documentation such as W-2s, tax returns, bank and brokerage statements, credit reports, and the like. For public offerings, the Regulation A exemption is available for up to $20 million. The securities are not restricted, but the registration process is greater than for Regulation D, but lesser than an initial public offering. Under Regulation A+, up to $50 million per year may be raised. The securities are not restricted, and they can be sold to non-accredited investors. And under the accredited investor exemption of Regulation A+, up to $5 million may be raised. There is no general solicitation, and no disclosure is required. If Princess Hialeah's company utilizes one of the exemptions from registration under the securities laws, the company must still provide potential investors with access to company records if they ask for them. Be available to answer questions by potential investors and must take care to provide sufficient information to investors so that they can make an informed decision. Now, I also explained to Princess Hialeah that to avoid violating the anti-fraud provisions of the securities laws and liability for securities fraud, any disclosure, oral or written, to investors must be free from false or misleading statements, must include all material facts concerning the investment, and should not exclude any information if such omission makes what is provided to investors false or misleading. The private placement memorandum is not filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and it will provide full and transparent disclosure regarding the terms of the investment offering, information about the company, operations and management, the use of the proceeds, and describes the risk factors inherent in the business and industry. Now, I also note that whether a company needs to use a private placement memorandum or not, and the amount and type of information in the private placement memorandum will, in general, depend on which exemption from registration is being used, the type of issuer, the number of investors, the level of sophistication and type of investor, the amount of money being raised, and the complexity of the terms of the offering. While Rule 506 does not require any specific disclosures to accredited investors, in practice, a private placement memorandum is used when raising money from institutional or qualified individual investors. The private placement memorandum contains the same disclosures and information found in a prospectus filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission as part of a registration statement, but the private placement memorandum is not filed with the SEC. If a broker will be utilized by the company, the broker must be licensed and registered with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the SEC, and a state securities regulator. Princess Hialeah's company will not need a private placement memorandum to raise funds from venture capitalists and angel investors who are high net worth individuals who provide capital for early stage companies. The venture capitalists and angel investors will review the company's business plan, and the venture capitalists will provide the company with a term sheet. In the case of the angel investor, the company will provide the term sheet, the subscription agreement, and the other documents establishing the rights and obligations of the angel investor. Princess Hialeah's company would like to offer $5 million or more to accredited and non-accredited investors, including accredited and non-accredited family and friends. In this case, the private placement memorandum will serve as a standalone document so that without having to review any other material, the investor is able to make an informed decision about the investment. If only accredited investors are involved, the company may avoid using the private placement memorandum to raise funds However, when a company fails to raise funds from non-accredited investors, the company leaves out over 120 million potential investors. The company's private placement memorandum will include the company's investor deck, pitch deck, financial statements, business plan, and any other relevant documents that describe the business strategy and goals, how much capital the company needs, why the company needs the money, and how the company plans to spend it. A private placement memorandum may be required by a particular state's securities law, also known as blue sky laws. Even if a company is not required to register its securities with the Securities and Exchange Commission, it may be required to register them with the state where the potential investors reside or otherwise obtain a state exemption from registration. In addition, even when state registration is not required, states are permitted to require that the issuer file a copy of Form D along with the filing fee with the state if the issuer has sold or intends to sell the securities to the state's residents. Because Princess Hylia's company would like to limit the offer to Florida residents and investors, I recommend that the company comply with exemption section 3A2 of the Securities Act and Florida statutes section 517.161. These laws are known as the intrastate offering exemptions. The exemptions allow the company to sell its securities to no more than 35 purchasers in any 12-month period without the need to register the securities with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Florida Division of Securities. However, the 35 purchaser limit does not include accredited investors, purchasers who invest more than $100,000. Until the next edition of the Securities Law Podcast, this has been Belinda Noah. And this is Belinda Noah signing off. Have a great rest of your day and week. Thank you.